Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Post Office Employees Credit Union. I have a member who has a charge on his account from y'all, and he says he doesn't know what that is.
Okay. I can most definitely try and pull some information and see what's going on. Would I be able to start by having the first and last name and a good zip code?
The zip code is 70815. Last name is B as in boy, A, Z as in zebra, I-L-E. First name is Ronald.
All righty. Allow me just a brief moment to do a little looking around for Mr. Ronald. May I ask, ma'am, is that zip code the 70815? Is that for billing, or could it be used for shipping?
It should be used for both.
Both? Okay. The reason I ask is because I've ran it through all of our systems here, and I'm just not pulling that name.
Is a charge from this, from y'all. It says muscle now. For $91.89.
Okie doke. Let's see what else we could use. Well, for any of our orders to be placed, we do request an email to be placed so we can send out like order confirmations. Do you have an email on file I could try with?
Yes. It's the last name, bazile22@yahoo.com.
That does not pull anything either. Let me see.
It has a $91.89 charge and a $92.90. Muscle now is $91.89, and then $92.90 is Diet Wellness. Are y'all the same company?
Those names don't even sound familiar to me.
Your child's phone number 855-509-0572.
Are they in Georgia?
No, they're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. That's not it.
You're talking about the member, right?
I'm sorry?
You're talking about the member?
Yeah, I was asking what state they would live in.
Louisiana.
What were the amounts you had mentioned again?
$91.89, I think. Yeah, $91.89 and $92.90.
Okay. And you can just say yes or no to this question if you don't mind. Is this towards a MasterCard ending in 2479?
Yes.
So So this is it, I believe. So here's what I've done, okay? I entered in just the last name without the zip code, without any of that. Just the last name. What did you mention their first name was?
Ronald.
Is there also, could it be for the first name of L-E-J-A-H?
There's nobody on this account with that name.
Okie doke. What I found with this last name and with the last four of that MasterCard that I just confirmed was our aloe vera facial cream and the aloe vera eye serum, which I show the original order was placed on the 5th of April for a total of $14.15 to cover the shipping and handling, and they were trial-based products.
That was on what day you said?
It was originally placed on the 5th of April. It was two amounts. One was $6.70, and the other was $7.45 to cover the shipping and handling. We sent it to 44 Boulder Court in Dallas, Georgia, 30132.
I don't think that's them.
Does their MasterCard expire October of 22?
Let me see when this one expires. Hold on, it just kicked me out. I have to go back in.
Yeah, no problem at all.
You said expires when?
The expiration I show is October of 2022.
Yep.
That's it? Okay.
I don't even see charges to their account for April 5th for that amount.
Maybe they would have been fully posted, I've heard, it's possible, like a day or two later. Maybe.
What were the two amounts again?
$70 and $7.45. Yes, ma'am.
That's the diet, wellness, and the muscle now. That's the two amounts for that.
Yes, ma'am. And why I couldn't recognize that earlier, it sounds like it's billing under the warehouse's locator where they're grouped in the shipping warehouse. But it is for the aloe vera facial cream and eye serum. It's,
and I'm sorry, where did you say it was mailed to?
It was sent to 44 Boulder Court in Dallas, Georgia.
It has his name on it?
The last name is correct. However, the first name was entered. I really don't know how to pronounce it. It is L-E-J-A-H.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's no one on this account by that name.
Alrighty. And you know, you did provide with an email to help locate it. I have an email here as well.
Okay.
Would you like that? Okay,
I'm
going to spell it because it's a weird one. It is N-I-K-O-L-A-S, as in Sam, mm-hmm. G-A-M, as in Mary, E-R, Z as in zebra, U-E-I-R-O, 10@gmail.com.
These things. So it's Nicholas Gamers UEIRO10@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me give him a call. And then if this is not him, will y'all credit it back to him, or do we have to go through the dispute process?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Being as you are on the line, I mean, this is a subscription. I'm currently working to get everything here stopped so it doesn't continue any further. Is there any current, like, fraud claim, investigation, or anything of the sort?
Well, it will be. That's why I'm asking. Do I need to go through the dispute process of it?
Oh, no, ma'am. This is clearly fraud. I can clearly see that. I don't know what's going on with their account, but I would like to let you know we have, you know, a fraud department. We're more than happy to assist with the billings of her, Mr. Bazil?
Bazil.
Bazil. We're more than happy to assist. Would you want me to get you transferred over?
Yes, please, because I see he had a 745 charge on the 6th, 695 on the 12th. 695 on the 12th. So we have a couple of them. So, yes, please.
Of course. No problem at all. More than happy. Allow me just a quick second longer. I have about two more adjustments to make to have it fully canceled. I'm going to give you a cancellation confirmation number once I have that done, and we'll get you on over to fraud.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're All right, ma'am. I do thank you for your wonderful patience. So I have everything completely canceled, and that is effective immediately today. I do have that one confirmation. It's the same for both items.
Okay.
Okay, and that is C as in Charlie, 26, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, 689, E as in Echo.
So, Charlie, 26, Edward, Charlie, Edward, Charlie, 689, Edward.
You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm currently just looking for somebody available in our fraud department to take your call so I don't have to place you in any queue.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Right, Mamadou, thank you for your wonderful patience. It's going to be just a moment longer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I cannot thank you enough for your patience, ma'am. I do want to let you know I found Ms. Lakin for you. I'm going to get you direct over to her line. She's now become available, and she'll be able to assist with the fraud claim today, okay?
Okay, and what's her name?
Lakin.
Lakin, L-A-K-E-N.
E-N, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Very welcome. So you may hear a bit of music, but she'll be on the line with you shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too.